Shalom, and blessed be the name of Jesus. We have continued to look into the scriptures. We are in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 5. If we connect with 1 Timothy chapter 4, we discover that we were talking about how leaders became shipwrecked, how good leaders who had served with Paul had lost faith, had abandoned faith, had become hypocritical, and how they had misled so many people. And they were not able to serve people, but they actually made people also to lose sight of God. That's what it was in chapter 4. Now, chapter 5, Paul is still speaking to his emerging leader, Timothy, the young Timothy. He started to speak to him about getting the right perspective, or getting the right lens, or getting the right view while serving people. Especially after somebody had been a shipwrecked faith, they have been brought back. So Paul is speaking in two levels. One, how Timothy would continue using the directions and directives Paul is giving, so that Timothy may never go to the path of shipwrecking his faith. But also he's also wanting him to know how those who have abandoned faith can come back. I think one of the things that can help us here is to consider the book of Mark chapter 8. And verses 22 to verses 26. This is a very good example of how Jesus is able to restore the sight or the view of a person. There was a story given here of a man who was born blind. That means he could not see anything. And when Jesus passed by or was in that region, he touched him, and the man started seeing people astray. Or when he was touched, he was asked, "What do you see?" He said, "I see people as trees walking." Then Jesus touched him again. Then he said, "I see clearly." So you see, there are three levels. The first level is a blind person. In as far as faith is concerned, he is blind. Or number two, he can be able to have faith, but his faith is the one that sees people like trees. It means that you treat people like trees. Maybe you can climb on the trees, you can climb on people, you can cut those trees. If people are trees, then you'll be able to treat them as trees. But when Jesus touched him the third time, he saw clearly, he was able to see how people are. Now that is the level we are talking about of restoring these people. And so as we look at this chapter 5, Paul is speaking to his son, and he wanted him to have how he can treat all the target audience. For example, he says, "Do not rebuke an elder or another man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father." I think now here he's giving the directions on how to treat men, male figure. He says, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly. Regardless of what an older man has done, do not rebuke him harshly. He may not have done well, But make sure you, Timothy, and never rebuke an older man harshly. Now, this is the respect that we also want to talk to the young people. When they take over leadership, make sure that you treat those who are older well. I hear especially many people during politics, very young people in politics who've taken rule or positions, and they start speaking very angry statements on elder men, regardless of what they have done, calling them thieves and calling them that they are witches. Take care. Paul says, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if it were your father. So the rule is, what would you do if this man was your father? How would you treat him? He's not done well. You would be able to exhort him. You would be able to charge him. You don't agree with him because you have not done well. You definitely don't agree with him. But you exhort him as if he was a father, your own father. Number two, treat younger men as your brothers. So here, his second group is, how do you treat young men? One of the guidelines that can help you on how to treat young men is, treat them as your brothers. The way you treat your brothers, treat them that way. Of course, the way you treat your brothers with humane, with some respect, even though you may not agree. Look at younger women. Older women as your mothers and younger women as your sisters, with absolute purity. Then when it comes to older women, treat them as though you are your mothers. And those younger sisters, those younger women, treat them as your sisters. How would it look like? And you do that with absolute purity. I know there are some people, because of getting authority or in terms of positions of power, they start to molest young girls and women, especially when they come to minister, because you have an authority over them. Paul says, treat them with absolute purity. May the Lord help every upcoming leader. Then, apart from speaking or treating older men and younger men, and treating older women and older men and older women, he comes now to talk about widows. I think the fifth group. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. Now, here he takes good time to give directives and directions on how the emerging leader can be able to serve a widow. Remember, a widow is a person, is a woman whose husband died. And you see different, here he talked about different categories of widows. If we are able to categorize them and to get to know who are in need and who can get help from elsewhere, and who is it who is working in biblical ways, and who was it that even before they became widows, what were they doing? They have many factors. And here he gives so many factors. Let's look at it from verses 3 all the way to 16. Very detailed. He says, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. So the first thing is, they are in need. And really in need. Not every widow should come at the list of the church to be helped. There are those who are really in need. There are some of them who were left by their husbands, and they were left with a lot of material. Should we then put them as part of the list of and make the church to carry their loads? No. Paul says, number one, is that look at those that are really in need. Number two, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, those should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. The widow who is little in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues day and night to pray and to ask God for help. So you see, here Paul is saying a widow who is little in need, she continues to look up to God. She continues to trust God. She continues to ask God for help. Look at that verse 5. He's saying, this widow who really is in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. So God wants the church to become her help. But then he says, if this widow who is in need has got children or grandchildren, those grandchildren and children should first of all learn to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family. And so actually he's saying, and so they are repaying, they are kind of, and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. So when we are helping the mothers, our mothers who have been left by our fathers, Paul says we are actually also repaying what they did for us when we were growing up. We do something to them when they are growing up. That is repaying. That's what Paul says. It's a kind of repaying. Then he says, the widow who is little in need, no, verse 6, but the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Now, a widow who lives for pleasure should not be put into the list of the church for help. In fact, Paul says that this is dead even while she lives. I know there are widows, they are left with their husband, they get into loose living. Paul says this should not be part of the help of the church. 7, give the people these instructions so that no one may be open to blame. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So he's still continuing to say, let those who have children and grandchildren continue to help. If they don't, let them know that they are worse than an unbeliever. No widow may be put into the list of widows unless she is over 60. Now, she now comes again, not only in needy, she's also old. Old. She is over 60. He says, unless she is over 60. And then he says, has been faithful. And she's, unless she is over 60 and has been faithful to her husband. If this woman was not a faithful woman when the husband died, Paul says, don't put them as list of widows. Let her be old, but she was also faithful to her husband and is well known for her goodness. Now, before she got into widowhood, she was also having a ministry in the church. Somebody who has never been in the ministry in the church when they were married, and now when they get widows, they want to be enlisted, to be helped. Paul says, no. And let it that known that if she was not having good deeds, that should not come under there. Look, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the Lord's people, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself in all kinds of good deeds. Now, all these are the things that Timothy was being told. Look at those things. As for young widows, do not put them on such list. Now, if they are young, Don't put them. Why? For when their sensual desire overcome their dedication to Christ, they want to marry. Thus, they bring judgment on themselves because they have broken their first pledge. Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house, and not only do they become idlers, but also busybodies who talk nonsense, saying things they ought not to. So I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, and to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have in fact already turned away to follow Satan. If any woman who is a believer has widows in her care, she should continue to help them and not let the church be burdened with them, so that the church can help those widows who are in need. So Paul continued to finish up by saying, if there's a believer who can manage to this, who has been living with his widow and can do that, let that believer continue doing that, so that the church can show a help to those who are really in need. But for the young widows, Paul says, let them marry, so that you not say that I'll never get married, and you make a pledge, and thereafter you desire to get married. Paul says, encourage young widows to get married again. Let them have children. Let them have husbands. Let them manage their homes. Because when they are young and you put them as list of widows, Paul says there's a likelihood for them to become idlers and busybodies. Father, we thank you for these instructions. Help us to be able to learn from them and serve the ministry of God's people, in Jesus' name.